Right now it is time to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Well, where do you want to start in sports?
With hockey.
All right.
Both game sevens were decided last night. Boston put a thumping on Toronto, won 5-1, so Boston moves on. But the San Jose-Vegas game went to overtime where San Jose won 5-4. But during the game, there was a major penalty in here for drawn blood. And the team that was down by 3 goals, San Jose put 3 goals in on this power play. This is a power play. It's a major where you can score as many goals as you need. And that put them right back in the game and energized them to get to the overtime to win the game. So it was a call where the guy got cut when he hit the ice. It wasn't really from the hit, but it was from the hit. So it's an odd call to make, especially in the playoffs, to make a major call like that. And San Jose took advantage of it, got themselves back in the game, won the game, and move on. It was a really bad hit, but if it was to be a major, that's questionable. But that's what the call was, and like I said, San Jose took advantage of it, and they're moving on.
All right. So, well, the hit caused the fall to the ice, obviously, and caused a cut. But
then you go into the other thing. There's a whole lot of scenarios you could make the assumptions on for that. But if he didn't make the hit, he didn't hit the ice. But if he hit him and it was in a different part of the surface where he was near the boards, he wouldn't have hit the ice. It's a call. I mean, back, I think about 10 years, they don't make that call. They might make a roughing call, but they don't make the call for blood.
I was going to say, that's probably the difference. That's probably the difference right there. You go back 10, 12 years, and yeah, it's a penalty, but not a major.
Not that penalty.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. So now we're down to how many teams? 8 teams left?
Not yet. You got another game 7 tonight, Carolina and Washington. So that's at 7:30 tonight. It's the last game of the first round, and tomorrow night the other games pick up. They start. Columbus plays Boston tomorrow. Dallas and St. Louis start after that, and the Islanders await to see who they play with the winner of tonight's game.
All right, so now with Toronto being knocked out, that means there's no Canadian teams left.
Yeah, there they go again.
26 years now. It's almost as bad as the Rangers.
Almost, not quite.
Not quite. All right. In baseball, once again, the Yankees are feasting on teams that they have to feast on.
They find a way to win.
Yeah, and this Luke Voit, you know, he's quite a pickup. It's not like he's a superstar player, but boy, ever since they picked him up to fill the various roles, he's done the job. He's he hits home runs when he needs to. He had another one, two last night, and he can spot fill in the field in a lot of different places. They're really lucky. They bring up these young guys that seem to produce. It's amazing.
Here's the Yankees last night. They had the catcher, Romine, who's one of the few familiar names in the lineup. He went 0-for-5. LeMahieu, who was the leadoff guy, he went 0-for-6. And the Yankees still scored 7 runs last night.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys producing here. Brett Gardner is your 3-hitter. And he went 4-for-5 yesterday. So the middle of the lineup really capitalized. You got a little action from the bottom of the lineup, which really helps a lot. And the Yankees found another way to win last night, and they got some decent pitching by Hermain, who pitched almost 7 innings last night, only gave up 4 hits, only 1 walk, and that's a key for success. When you minimize your walks, you don't put guys on for free. You're probably going to fare pretty well pitching. So they got some good pitching from him. They got a lot of hits from unknowns in the lineup that are producing. And like I said yesterday, when the main names come back, how are you going to keep these guys out of the lineup? We'll see what happens. But the Yankees find another way to win last night, and that's good for them.
All right. The Mets win last night?
Yeah, the Stems won 9-0 last night against the Phillies. So, that's who they said was going to be their competition. Wheeler pitched 7 innings, only gave up 5 hits. Again, no walks, and 11 strikeouts. So Zach Wheeler, in my opinion, is the second-best pitcher on the Mets behind DeGrom. He really came into his own last year, and he's carrying it on now. And with the way that Syndergaard's been pitching and with DeGrom out, Wheeler's now their ace, and he answered the call last night in a big way.
All right. New York Giants fans should be happy.
Why, they cancel the season?
No, because
okay.
Because once again, Odell Beckham showed his true self.
Funny, what did dummy do now?
Well, he just went on a Twitter rant about the Giants, about the New York Giants GM.
You know, they were so bad to him, huh?
Yeah, they only gave him at the time the largest contract in the National Football League. But they were terrible to him, I tell you.
Let's see, if you can make a pretty long laundry list of dumb things that he did while he was a Giant, couldn't you?
Yeah, not necessarily bad things, but dumb things, and things that he just never seemed to learn from. That's the whole thing.
And he won't.
Yeah, so anyways. It's
taking him a little longer, but he'll wind up the route Johnny Manziel was on.
Johnny Football.
Yeah. Speaking about roads, the Red Sox, they're on a pretty bad road. They got beat last night by Detroit. They gave up 4 runs in the last 2 innings to lose 7-4. Their backside of the bullpen is just awful. Last night, Sale start, he only went 5 innings, struck out 10, walked 2, 97 pitches in 5 innings. That's pretty awful for a major league pitcher. But then you come back and you look at the next 4 innings where 4 pitchers threw almost 80 pitches to go through 4 innings. And this is your pen. Their backside of their pen ERAs are 5.5, 5.5, 8.5, and 18. You can't win baseball games when you have a bullpen with ERAs like that. The Red Sox may be in for a long season.
And they just that one picture, they lost him now for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, they're not producing. They're getting bad pitching, and you know you got off to a bad start. But I don't see them coming out of this hole real quick. I don't see it. They only have 2 guys hitting in the lineup, Bogarts and Martinez. Other than that, everybody's just mediocre. It's almost the opposite of what was going on last year, where they had production from everybody. This year, they're getting production from no one.
Well, like they say, it's a long season, but.
You got to show signs, and they're not showing any.
Okay.
They're not showing any. Like the Yankees, you could have made an excuse for them if they weren't producing because of all the injuries. The entire lineup is gone.
Yeah.
Pitching staff's beat up, but they're winning. The Red Sox have their players. They didn't, like I said in the winter, they didn't go out and solidify their bullpen. So they have what they have, and what they have isn't producing.
All right. Anything else in sports?
No. The Nets got eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Wait till next year.
Now the circus can
go. Hey, at least they made the playoffs. They're showing a lot more signs of success than the Knicks are.
Yep. Well, now the circus can go both to the Garden and to Brooklyn.
Circus is in.
That's right. All right, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. That is Mike Kazi, of course, our sports guru at large. Here this morning on Robinhood Radio.